So why is our connection with God, with Krishna, that why does happen happen through sound instead of, say, any other stimuli? The soul is spiritual, whereas we have material senses right now. So I have eyes, I have ears, and we perceive things through this. So the present state of the soul is compared to like a dream. Now, when we are sleeping, quite often it's alarm. And the alarm is most often a sound. It's a sound that awakens us from sleep. Other stimuli also contribute. But one of the most commonly used stimuli for coming out of sleep is sound. So similarly, the soul, that conscious, this is a little technical, but I think that will lead to the point which I'm saying. The Upanishadic literature, the Gita is one of the Upanishads. One sense, it says that our consciousness exists at four different levels. So our present level, when we are, this is called Jagruti, where we are aware of the external world. Then when we sleep, at that time we are aware. We dream, sometimes we remember our dreams, sometimes we don't remember our dreams. But we are aware at that time also. So we are aware of the thoughts in our mind. We say we are in a dreamland. We are aware in the dream. So the soul's consciousness, when it comes out through the body, that is the waking stage. And the soul's consciousness is only in the mind, doesn't come out at the level of the body. That is the sleeping, dreaming state. So just as the soul's consciousness, when it is less expressed, when it is more expressed, we say it's awake. When it's less expressed, we say it's sleeping. So like that, when the soul's consciousness is at the material level, from the spiritual perspective, the soul is considered to be asleep. And spiritual sound is the most evocative stimuli by which the consciousness can be raised to the spiritual level. That means we can be awakened from our spiritual slumber. However, it is not only spiritual sound. Spiritual sound is the most efficacious way, but the process of bhakti yoga involves using all our sensory faculties. So, for example, we eat food, sanctified food, and we'll be having now at the end of the class. So this is also a way we experience God. Similarly, if we go to a temple, there are the forms of Krishna. So those we see with our eyes. So that is also a way we experience God. But just as from sleep we can awake most commonly and most forcefully through sound, similarly, the same way from our spiritual sleep we can awaken through spiritual sound. And as far as the many mantras are concerned, yes, there are definitely many different sounds, and any sound that is connected with the higher spiritual reality. That means any name of God from any tradition has the potency to awaken our spiritual side. At the same time, the awakening also depends on the strength of the recollection that is evoked. I'll explain what I mean by this, the strength of recollection. I gave the example that we are all in a state of amnesia right now. We are all, suppose, say there was a wealthy young man, son of a billionaire. He's going by a car through a hilly area, and the car slips off and falls. Somehow he escapes from the car and he falls at the bottom of a valley, where at the bottom in a valley where there are some tribals living. Hits his head and forgets who I am. And then the tribals sprinkle some water. Somehow he has survived. And the tribals sprinkle some water. He comes to consciousness. They ask him, "Who are you?" "I am. I am. My name is..." "I can't remember my name." It's scary. You know, amnesia is such a strange thing. You know, a person may forget who I am, and the person will remember how I can drive a car. So what we remember, what we forget, it's quite strange how it works. But the point is, when there is amnesia, suppose that person's father comes to see, where is my son? And the son comes along, the father comes along, and then the father recognizes the son, son doesn't recognize the father. So then what is it? One of the ways to cure amnesia is by stimuli. The father says, see, this is your watch. Do you remember this? This was your phone. This was your jacket. This was your favorite pen. This was the car which you love to drive. And then gradually, as those stimuli are, as those person is exposed to those stimuli, the memory awakens. And now, the more loved an object might be from the previous life, the life which is forgotten, then the stronger will be the recollection that is evoked. So like that, there are various mantras, and there are various names of God, which are all spiritual sounds, but many of those are, many of the names or many of the sound vibrations, they are at various levels of connectedness with God. So for example, the name God. Now it is connected with one attribute. God is good. Yes, He is good. It is connected with one attribute of God. But it doesn't tell us much positive about who God is, what He does, what He looks like. So there are various names of God which are connected with God at various levels of intimacy. So this is a whole big subject, but the names which are there in this Hare Krishna mantra, they are connected with God at a very close level, because Krishna is directly a name of God. God has many attributes, but all those attributes ultimately make Him attractive, supremely attractive. And the name Krishna refers to His all attractiveness. The name Ram refers to, Ram in Sanskrit means one who is a reservoir of happiness. So God is, we are all looking for various things in life. Ultimately, we are looking for happiness. So God is the source of all happiness. God is source of everything attractive. And you know, nowadays, we live in a culture where we look for gender equality. So there is, in this mantra, there is not just gender equality. There is more than gender equality. Now, Hara refers to, in the Vichanda Hare Krishna mantra, so Hara refers to the feminine aspect of God. So there is, so we are, when we are chanting this mantra, we are invoking God as the divine couple. So Hare Krishna. When you chant this mantra, so there is a feminine aspect of God and there is a masculine aspect of God. So we are chanting the, when we chant this mantra, it is a very deep and complete conception of God that is evoked. And that's why this can stimulate our spiritual memory very fast. But although we recommend the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we don't say that this is the only way. Now, if someone likes to chant some other mantra, someone is connected with some other tradition where some other names of God are chanted, that is also fine. The important thing is to connect with God. Now, our goal is not, you know, to convert people from one religion to another, because that conversion is horizontal. We are going from one religion to another religion. But the spiritual sound that actually leads not so much to conversion as to elevation. We rise from being materialists to being spiritualists. So we acknowledge that there are many ways in which people can rise towards God. And we have found this way to be especially efficacious. It has helped us to rise fast. And we have theological reasons why this is a fast way. But we don't say this is the only way. If someone is inspired to move towards God by chanting some other names, by chanting some other mantras, yes, that's fine. The important thing is that we rise towards God. When Srila Prabhupada, who was the founder of ISKCON, he was asked, when he came to America, some Christian pastors came to him and he said, what do you think about Jesus? So Prabhupada said, Jesus is our guru. Now, this was quite surprising for them. You know, what they thought, this was a Hindu monk. Why is he saying Jesus is our guru? So Prabhupada said that Jesus had so much love for God that he was ready to lay down his life for the sake of God. Anyone who has such love for God, he is our Guru. So our criteria is how much selfless love for God is there. So we chant this mantra and we recommend the chanting of this mantra. But what is more important is not just the chanting of a particular mantra, but the purpose that is served by that mantra. That is the elevation of consciousness. And if somebody is inspired to chant some other mantra to similarly elevate one's consciousness, that is also fine. The conclusion which is to be achieved, that is rising to a spiritual level of consciousness, that is most important. Does that address the question? Thank you. So...